Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like Cash Talk. Damn it!
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, aka Elgin, aka Man of Many Talents, and you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. This is Cash Talk. There's no talk like Cash Talk. I want to salute to each and every one of you guys that support the podcast. Those of you that have donated, thank you guys. Those of you that want to donate, salute to you. Thank you guys for the support that you do give. Thank you guys that's following Cash Talk Podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all your favorite podcast apps and platforms. And those of you that are following Cash Talk on Facebook. And if you're not, please do so. All right, man. Today is a very sad day. Got breaking news today that a legend, an icon has died. Kobe Bryant has died, reportedly killed in a helicopter crash. His helicopter went down with reportedly 9 other people as well, lost their lives along with the basketball legend. Reportedly, his daughter, his 13-year-old daughter, was on the helicopter as well. Okay, a lot of people have been hitting me up. I'm here on Cash Talk, damn it, okay? Kobe Bryant, first off, to his family, my condolences, to the fans, to the family, to the friends. I'm sorry. Even though I wasn't a Kobe Bryant fanatic, I wasn't the biggest Kobe Bryant fan in the world, okay? Don't get me wrong. I do know who Kobe Bryant was, and I do know how great Kobe Bryant was when he hit that basketball court, damn it, okay? I mean, some might argue he's the closest one to give MJ, and I'm talking about Michael Jordan, a run for his money, okay? All right, so listen, Kobe Bryant definitely is one of the greatest basketball players ever, if not the greatest, for some might argue, but he's definitely one of the greatest athletes to ever perform on this planet. Kobe Bryant, I remember a lot of games against the Chicago Bulls, okay, where he just made you want him to rip your hair out, okay? Now some of us don't have to rip our hair out because natural hair just have come out on his arm, okay? Then, all right, let's get off that subject. Now, the fact of the matter is Kobe Bryant death have sent a shockwave not only through Hollywood, not only through the NBA and sports world. Everybody on the streets, everybody online is talking about Kobe Bryant passing, okay? They reporting that Kobe Bryant died from a helicopter crash, and a lot of people is online, you know, showing their condolences and getting their feelings out and just expressing how much Kobe Bryant meant to them personally. And a lot of people is just openly, just mourning this basketball legend. But there's a lot of people out there that's just not buying this theory. Some people out there not buying that, hey, this helicopter just all of a sudden just went down and the case closed, okay? All right, some people is not buying that, and guess what, your boy Chris Cash, and I'm not mad if you do buy the official report, or if you say BS, and if you say no, it's more to it, I'm with you either way it goes, okay? I know how this thing go, okay? Nothing is what it seems. Always, clue, you always gotta pay attention to the clues, okay? There are clues in everything, damn it. All right, now look, LeBron James just passed Kobe Bryant to become the third highest scorer in NBA history. All right, now I'm no way, shape, or form connecting LeBron James anywhere to being involved with Kobe Bryant's passing. No way, shape, or form I'm saying this. But what I am trying to do is paint a picture in your head, damn it, okay? So you can kind of follow me and know where I'm taking you, damn it, all right? I'm not trying to send you off, all right? LeBron James just literally passed Kobe Bryant not even 24 hours, okay? To begin breaking news that Kobe Bryant is no more. And listen, you could call me conspiracy theory, whatever the case may be there, man. I'm just one of those people that's big on time, okay? No matter what, I pay attention to the timing of things, okay? And the timing of Kobe Bryant demise is just a little fishy, okay? Not even 24 hours after LeBron James passes Kobe on a all-time score list in the NBA. I mean, come on. So listen, those of you that say Cash, look, man, I feel like it's more there. Look, I'm not against you, and I'm not gonna call you crazy, and I'm not gonna call you nuts like a lot of people listening in to Cash Talk might do. I'm not gonna say you nuts. You might be on or something, damn it, because some things don't add up, okay? All right, it just don't add up. I know one thing that we all can agree on is this is shocking news. And I think everybody can come together, at least on that. It's Mighty Two Hotties, the one that brought this horrible news to my attention. I was in the office working on some things. She came in and it's like, did you hear it? And they showed me the headline. And I just stared for a little bit, for like maybe a minute and a half at the headlines for so, and just a lot of things was going through my head. But personally, to be real with you guys, and I love my listeners and I love my viewers, so you know, this is Cash Talk, damn it, so you know I'm gonna keep it sane, damn it, okay? I'm gonna keep it sane. Woke up and I saw the headline that LeBron James I believe could pass Kobe Bryant or has passed Kobe Bryant. And I remember, and I was looking at a picture of LeBron James, and it was a picture of Kobe Bryant, like he on the sideline, he's shaking LeBron James' hand, right? LeBron James was on the court, and I was just looking at that picture, and I was like, I wonder what was going through Kobe's mind. Everybody, if you remember when Kobe played, ain't nobody was a competitor like that man, damn it, besides Michael Jordan, okay? Scottie Pippen, damn it, okay? Yeah, I put Scottie Pippen in the mix, damn it. You want to fight me? Come on, then. Let's do it. There were some things that need to be answered. I want to know who... I guess the names of other people that was on the plane along with Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter. It was also other individuals. And as time progresses, I will get more detail on those individuals. But I think that's very important for us to do, is to find out who was these other individuals on a helicopter with Kobe Bryant, and what did they do for a living, you know, get a background on these people. I think that would be a smart and wise thing to do. Man, we lost a legend. Kobe Bryant, why is he dead? 41 years old, his daughter 13 years old. The Grammys coming up. Some people might say, hey man, it's a hit, it's a sacrifice. Now, I don't know how true this is. Now, I don't quote me on this, please. I don't want to get no hate mail. Cash, you said this. Now, reportedly, this helicopter that Kobe Bryant was on, I mean, he used to ride in it all the time. I don't know. I just guess we have to wait till more detail come in before we can just say, hey, I think this happened, or I think this happened. I think that's be a little bit that'd be immature to do. But now, listen, again, you got LeBron James. Now he's a Laker. I mean, it's only room for one king. And even though we appreciate you, Kobe, LeBron is not, okay? And the only way to fix this situation for what you do, you immortalize one of them. And that's happened to be Kobe Bryant. You immortalize him, you make him immortal. LeBron James in a Laker uniform, rising to the level that Kobe was, and probably gonna rise even bigger. Now we have to worry about physical Kobe. I mean, that is what have some people thinking. That's what someone that I know, how they broke it down to me. So I'm just relating to you guys, okay? Any and everything, there's questions, and there's nothing wrong with anybody, okay? Any one of us, you, me, because I'm not the one. I don't like getting bamboozled, damn it, okay? I'm not in the business to looking stupid, okay? All right, that ain't what I signed up for, all right? I'm just saying, all right? So, hey, look, man, Kobe Bryant, that is dead at age 41, died in a helicopter, along with his 13-year-old daughter. Very sad, very sad. And 8 and 9 others as well has perished in his reported accident, right? it's just weird, man. I don't know. Like, all the time, this is another look at things, that all the time that Kobe Bryant went, you know, with the team in trouble, to games in different cities and overseas, and you know what I mean, to space and Pluto and Mars and Saturn and all that. I mean, now he in a helicopter and they just go down. Now, listen, I'm not sitting here one minute and questioning God, because I know how things can occur. I know how things can look one way and really be the other way, okay? We're all people. I do overstand that. I'm just saying, that's just something I wanted to throw out. Man, it's just crazy. Wanted to ask Cash, do you think Kobe Bryant sold out, you know? And it depends what you consider sold out. I believe Kobe Bryant have made some deals did some deals that maybe wasn't healthy for him, but who am I to say, and who am I to say what he believed in when he took his last breath? So I'm gonna leave that alone. But listen, rest in peace to basketball legend and to his friends and family and to fans. Y'all guys is definitely in our prayers. Listen, man, thank you guys for listening to the world's most famous podcast, this Cash Talk. I salute you guys. Remember, follow on Facebook at Cash Talk Podcast. Make sure you follow and download every episode, okay, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all of your favorite podcast apps and platforms. Make sure you download every episode and go back and listen to episode 1 through 12 and get familiar with past episodes. You already know, I'm your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. Wow, there's no talk like Cash Talk.